The unique names of God. A man's conduct is always determined by his view of God. A man's conduct is always determined by his understanding of God. The more we come to understand the Lord, the more we trust him. The more we come to trust our God, the more we love him. The more we come to love our Saviour, the more we come to know him. The more we come to know him, the more we understand him. But a man's conduct is always determined by his understanding of God. And this is the wonderful way that God is training each of his children today, to understand him, to trust him, to love him, to know him more. His revelation began to unfold in Eden as Elohim, the strong, almighty God. His character continued to be revealed as Adonai, my Lord and my Master. But the infinitely incomprehensible, eternal God continued revealing himself. Little by little, he unveiled new ways of revealing his nature and his character. And the unfolding of himself is likely to reach through time and into eternity. For when Moses removed his shoes from off his feet on the holy mount, God started one of the most astonishing unveilings of himself as Yahweh. He told Moses, "I am that I am." And Yahweh began his newest disclosure. "I am what? I am who? I am when? I am how? I am why? I am." Every question of God is concealed within his name. I am that I am. Whatever you need, I am. Wherever you go, I am. Whoever you are, I am. Whenever you are, I am. However you are, I am. I am that I am. But a man's conduct is always determined by his view of God. God knew that a man's conduct is determined by his view of him, and so he began to unveil the indescribable nature of our inexpressible God. For there is nothing we need that cannot be provided. There is nowhere we can go where he is not present. There is no time or place where his presence is not found. There is no one at all that he doesn't know, nor about whom he cares. For he knows all. He is everywhere. He is present all the time. If we understand and believe this, we have the correct perspective of God. And this is the revelation of himself, as was unveiled in his mighty word. If we don't trust his word, we don't have a correct perspective of God. Abraham discovered him as my master, almighty to save, but was taken to a depth of understanding that he could not have conceived. For the Lord, Yahweh, unveiled himself to Abraham as, "I am your provider, who sees and cares." And Abraham called the name of the place, "The Lord will provide, Jehovah Jireh. In the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." Oh yes, God both provides and is the provision. What a God. And to us he has revealed himself as our great provider. "My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." To Moses he unveiled himself as, "I am the God who heals, the almighty physician." And God says, "If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments, his word, and keep his statutes, keep his word, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. I am your healer, Yahweh Rafika." and he comes to us as the God who heals us, our almighty physician. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. To Moses, he is captain, victor. I am your banner, over all your enemies. And Moses built an altar and called its name, The Lord is my banner, Jehovah Nissi. For he said, Because the Lord has sworn, the Lord will have war with your enemies from generation to generation. And to us he is revealed as our shield and defender. He is our God who gives us the victory. As it is written, For your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. To Gideon the frightened he became Shalom and declared, I am your peace. And then the Lord said to him, Peace be with you. Do not fear. You shall not die. Then Gideon built an altar unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. And to us he reveals himself day by day as our peace. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, whether they be things on earth or things in heaven, peace, shalom. David discovered him to be his protection. I am your shepherd, the Lord my shepherd, Yahweh Roah, I shall not want. And to us he is our good shepherd, the great shepherd of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. To Jeremiah he became, I am your righteousness. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby he shall be called, The Lord our righteousness, Yahweh Tzidkanu. And to us he is the length, breadth, depth and height of our righteousness. But of him are ye in Christ, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. To Ezekiel is the culmination of all revealed descriptive names. He announced as the temple was completed, The Lord is here. The Lord is present. Jehovah Shammah. All the way round there shall be 18,000 cubits, and the name of the city from that day shall be The Lord is there. What a revelation to us, indwelt by the Lord for ever. He is our I am. The Lord is here, dwelling in me and living in you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the age. If we would understand him, we would love him and trust him more. If we love him and trust him more, we would understand him. He is God, who is our forever I am. But remember, a man's conduct is always determined by his view of God. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Jesus said, I am the gate. If anyone enters through me, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall live even if he dies. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Just remember, a man's conduct is always determined by his view of God, and behind it all is the divine purpose to show us that My grace is sufficient.